You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis told the faithful on Wednesday that missing out on Mass on Sundays means missing out an encounter with the Lord. Speaking to those present in the Paul VI Hall for the weekly general audience, the Pope reflected on the question, why go to Mass on Sunday?
Ma perché andare a messa la domenica?
Continuing his catechesis on the Eucharist, Pope Francis reminded Christians that we go to Mass on Sunday to meet the resurrected Lord. Or better still, he said, to let ourselves be welcomed by him, to hear his word, eat at his table, and by his grace fulfill our mission as members of the mystical body of the Church. He said Sunday is a holy day for Christians, and it is rendered holy by the celebration of the Eucharist, which is the living presence of the Lord amongst us. Thus it is the Mass that defines Sunday for Christians, he said. What sort of Sunday can it be if it is lacking an encounter with the Lord?
Che domenica è per un cristiano quella in cui manca l'incontro con il Signore?
The Pope turned his thoughts to persecuted Christian communities who are not able to celebrate Mass every Sunday and who do their best to gather in prayer on this holy day. He also mentioned some swathes of secularized society that he said have lost that Christian sense of Sunday that is illuminated by the Eucharist. This, he said, is a real shame.
È peccato questo.
He recalled how the Second Vatican Council asked us to celebrate the Lord's Day as a day of joy and rest from servile work, as a sign of our dignity as children of God. Without Christ, he said, we are condemned to be weighed down by the fatigue of everyday life, with its worries and fear of tomorrow. Our Sunday meeting with the Lord, he continued, gives us the strength to live today with trust and courage and to go forth with hope. He explained that in the Eucharist we receive a foretaste of the eternal bliss and repose to which we are called, in which there will be no more fatigue, nor pain, nor grief, nor tears, only the joy of living fully and forever with the Lord.
La gioia di vivere pienamente e per sempre col Signore.
The Pope finally acknowledged that the quality of Christian life is measured by our capacity to love the other, but he said, how can we practice the gospel without drawing from the energy provided by the inexhaustible source of the Eucharist? We go to Mass, he concluded, not to give something to God, but to receive from him the grace and the strength to remain faithful to his word, to follow his commandments, and through his living presence within us, to be witnesses of his goodness and love before the world. I'm Linda Bordoni.